This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here we go. It is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. A couple of salutes real quick. FC Dallas got their season started with a win on Saturday at Houston. Anderson Julio with the counterattack goal there for the 2-1 win. Eric Quill with a win in his coaching debut, so salute to them. Steven Jones on Micah's deal. I don't know there's a lot of extenuating situations out there that would precede us from being able to get our hands around something with Micah, but we'll see. So a cautious optimism maybe that a deal could get done and we won't have to go through a 2-3 year song and dance with this star player, as the Cowboys have made it a habit of all too often. Okay, but we're live in surprise here. Our spring training coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1950, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same day service guaranteed. Here's Wolchuk with more baseball and a trip around the bases.
Rangers got their first win in surprise in Cactus League play today, 11-3 over the White Sox. John Gray got the dub. He goes two innings of shutout ball, allowing just one walk. Now, Sean McFarland, our buddy from the morning news, did have a write-up of some observations of today's game. John Gray actually looking to diversify his arsenal. He wants to throw more curves, change-ups, alongside his often-used fastball and slider. When it comes to this, I mean, this is kind of fascinating. I guess this is part of the reason why you can't necessarily overreact, as we were talking with Eric earlier to spring training, because guys are trying stuff out that they wouldn't necessarily use in a regular season game. I think some of this is probably what John was doing. Boach said, I thought it was really good. He looked sharp, didn't he? Slider was good. Fastball good. Two innings from him. Liked what we saw there from John Gray, who does seem like he's going to continue to be a starter.
It was a perfect two innings, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, I just had the one walk.
One walk. Yeah, I mean, he's got nasty stuff, dude. If he can successfully add pitches to his repertoire, I can't rule him out being like a number three starter on a really good team or a very valuable bullpen piece. You know, I'm excited by all that. You know, my only hang up is mentally where he is and, you know, managing consistently month to month. He kind of rides an emotional performance wave, and he seems to kind of be a victim of that at times and at times a benefit from it. So I would love to see with his stuff what that would look like in a bullpen, and if he could get himself fired up for just one inning of work three times a week, maybe that'd be a better use of his talent. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes he definitely can be his own worst enemy when it comes to the mental. So my gosh, I'm trying to not cough.
Oh, I thought that might have been a beer burp that was creeping up on
you. No, we're good.
How many ounces of beer have you consumed? I'm at the 50 burger mark.
I guess 78. How many are at 75?
75.
Like 25 ounces each.
Yeah, 75.
Handling himself really well,
Do you think it maybe the beef sticks?
Maybe the beef sticks.
Do you think the beef sticks caught him with a little bit of the alcohol?
Kind of helped.
I just think that's all man for you.
That 10 p.m. run to Sprouts yesterday to get the chomp sticks. Just 10 grams of beef, just straight up. I think Wolchuk was planning on spreading them out throughout the week, but he's hammered home a handful of them today.
I only got two.
They're satiating.
Now I'm done.
They're nice.
I don't have any more beef sticks. It stinks. Shout out to Bullhead.
Would you eat a third one if you had one?
Heck possibly. Yeah. We're going to get burgers after this, too, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to some type of brewery tonight. I don't know.
The burgers jumped off the menu page to me. I don't know if you guys have took a little peek.
You're not going to put like an egg on the burger, are you? Like
no,
a fried egg?
But I'm not going to make the same mistake I made at the airport yesterday, Dawson. You remember that when I said, I should probably get an extra patty on this burger. And the lady was like, nah, I think you're going to be all right. And I took her advice. Oh, foolish me. Yeah. I will make sure to have the proper quantity of patties on this burger.
It was hilarious to me how devastated you were when the wait was about halfway over. You're like, oh, I just know this is going to be a disaster. With only one patty.
It started to set in. Wow. I was like, I think this is not a good move. And then she brought the plate out.
Why did she try and talk you out of it?
I don't know. She completely misunderstood. She had no idea the time. Exactly.
Cost herself some money.
You didn't go like, ha ha, you don't know who I am.
No, I took her advice. I said, okay. She said, yeah, the patty melt here is so big that people oftentimes share it. And so I was like, okay, you've convinced me.
I would
spend
relieve
the four
her
extra dollars for a patty.
I would relieve her of her duty for doing that, you know?
Yeah. That was one of those where you're like, should I leave a bad review?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going
You're trying to talk me out of more food? What?
Yeah.
Imagine
why would you ever? Why would you do that?
Couldn't
Especially
believe.
This guy.
Couldn't
That's
believe
ridiculous.
She did that.
Yeah. Let's talk bullpen today. Your standout star was Garrison Garabito, 29-year-old righty. He came up last year and had to pitch for the Rangers, but he did strike out four today. Two scoreless innings against the White Sox. Fastball was hitting 92 to 93 miles per hour. So, hey, Garrison Garabito, maybe another bullpen option we should be discussing as Bruce Bochy tries to figure out exactly who he's going to be utilizing. I think closer, obviously, though. It's kind of what we're looking at here. Today, not a closing situation. Maybe tomorrow when they're playing right here in front of us. That could be a fun one to go ahead and digest, assess the situation a little bit, boys. Who comes in and closes? Maybe we can get a nail-biter ninth inning situation.
You think Garabito's got a chance at this?
I don't think Garabito does to close, no. But, I mean, maybe he can be a long reliever, fifth, sixth inning guy. he was a pinch starter last year.
Kind of a bullpen day kind of guy.
No, I was just. I mean, I'm trying to find a role for him.
No, I mean, you said like the fifth inning. Like that sounds like we're getting crushed.
Well,
if we're going to him in the fifth, we're getting beat, aren't we?
I did not.
Yeah, yes. He's a cleanup guy.
You're exactly correct. Yeah,
I thought that's Jesse Chavez. That's his role, right?
You want him to be the cleanup guy?
Well, I saw a lot of games last year where the Braves were out of it, and he was kind of like finishing.
He's like right before they put a position player out there to pitch.
He was really close. He was the setup man to the position player.
That's that. You never want to be the setup man of the position player. But hey, you're getting a major league contract.
He's a star in his role.
That's all that matters. Big bummer with Alejandro Rosario.
Big bummer.
He's expected to undergo
season-ending
elbow surgery. I'm sorry I didn't get you a beef stick, okay? We can stop at the store and get some more beef sticks.
Broadus should have probably had one more beer today, don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's all you're doing is like drinking this high-end water. What is this, Mountain Valley? What is this all about?
This is a Mountain Valley spring water bottled in the Ochita Mountains.
Yeah, he was talking to me about the plasties in his balls, so he had to go ahead and get the bottle.
Ever since that study about the microplastics and 100% of the tested males in their sacks, I've since tried to avoid as many of those as possible.
Seems logical.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
I mean,
you're not.
Don't you imagine that whatever's in there is also
Dawson? Look at me. I mean, plastic bottles he drinks out of.
Yeah. Fine. It didn't resonate with Dawson the same way it did me. That's fine. It doesn't have to. We all got the same study, and we all get to decide
how we're bragging. You're like bragging
right
now.
I'm not bragging. You called out my glass bottle.
You're bragging, and Dawson's over there like, gosh, I must have a lot of plastic in me right now.
Dawson probably does have the most microplastics in his particular sack in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah. I would imagine.
If we're being honest.
That's interesting.
But I went on a huge run. I mean, I was going for the last 5 years. I was just getting gallons of plastic bottled water and drinking it that way. And then I saw the study.
Sure you did.
And it's like, okay.
When did you ever pay attention?
As soon as the study, it hit me right in the face.
Was it just one study
all of those
or did you get like a second
sacks?
Opinion?
I think it was a well.
He got a second. He got a second opinion on a patty he didn't even take.
Yeah,
hey, you shouldn't do that.
That's what getting a second opinion gets me. Is
it would have gotten you the extra patty.
No, her opinion was that I didn't need an extra patty.
Yeah,
it was a swing
bad
and a
opinion.
Miss.
Joe Kelly continues to be the biggest troll in all of Major League Baseball. Continues to just take shots at the Yankees and their manager Aaron Boone. If you don't remember, This was right after the World Series where he was making the podcast rounds. Here was Joe Kelly discussing the Yankees.
You said you play the Yankees. So did you guys know? Was that sort of the thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were saying every single game, just let them throw the ball to infield. They can't make a play. I mean, you saw Shohei got an extra base going to third on sloppy Glaber play. It's well known. We all knew. I mean, we're the Dodgers. We know every little detail. But, oh. I mean, past that, it was a fun series. I mean, they almost snagged a couple wins, you know what I mean? But, I mean, if it was like the NCAA, like basketball, baseball, hockey, or football, I mean, like, it was just a mismatch from the get-go. Like, we had a playoff re-ranking. Like, they might be ranked 8th or 9th best playoff team. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting the Padres ahead of them. You're putting the Phillies ahead of them. You're putting the Mets ahead of them. You're putting the Braves ahead of them, and the Braves just got unlucky because they had to play that doubleheader. You're putting, I mean, the Guardians played like crap, but the Guardians played better baseball around. Like, it was just a complete mismatch, and it was kind of the same feeling from 2018 when we had to go play the Dodgers. Like, the Red Sox were just the way better team. So all we knew is that we just had to play regular Dodger baseball. We didn't have to play out of our butts. We didn't have to do anything crazy, and we're going to win the World Series. It's facts. Like, just look at the team. Look at the talent. Re-rank the teams, and they're ranked 8th, and they played against the number 1 seed. So, but like I said, everyone knew. We go through numerous scouting reports, videos, like, hey, look at this, is a sloppy play. Like, I mean, we pay attention to every single detail. You know, we have a lot of big superstars in our clubhouse, but the superstars also care and aren't lazy and play hard. So that's the difference and the biggest separator.
Oof. Wow. Also care and aren't lazy and play hard.
I can't wait till he retires and gets to be a broadcaster. Man,
well, he is a free agent right now. Yeah. Nobody signed him. I mean, maybe
put him on air.
But Aaron Boone, the Yankees' manager, oops, this offseason said the reality is we didn't play our best in the series and they won. So they had that right to say whatever. Hopefully we're in that position next year and handle things with a little more class. But the reality is it's a great team, great organization, blah, blah, blah. So Joe Kelly hears the class comment. So then he goes on another podcast and he says, I wonder how ground balls are going. Pitcher fielding practice, ground balls, the little things. I got Knox's 9-year-old travel ball team. That's Joe Kelly's son. First move after a ground ball is to hut to the right side. All of them are breaking. Every single one of them. Every single one. Kids that pitch one inning a week, how to get over. They're 9. It's the ZT prospects, 9-year-olds. None of them forget to get over, as he's alluding to the big defensive miscues from the Yankees. They just don't do the little things. They're not dialed. So I don't think Joe Kelly's going to sign in the Bronx, but I do love a guy that can rile it up when it comes to the Yankees. And Aaron Judge is getting just destroyed for this take on the beard. Now, I don't know if Aaron Judge can grow a beard. I like that the Yankees got rid of this no beard rule as a guy who likes a beard.
Yeah.
Thought it was ridiculous.
And you like guys with beards.
Yes, they look better. But Aaron Judge says he's not going to be growing a beard. He was shocked by the decision, but understands why Hal Steinbrenner changed the facial hair policy. Judge made it clear that Hal wanted rules to remain because they help discipline. I guess Judge thinks this one also helps discipline. So now Yankee fans are just making fun of him. He's like the kid who reminded the teacher to assign homework before a class let out.
Oh, I hate
Man,
that guy.
Shut the bleep up and show up in the playoffs. You're focused on the wrong bleep. We have reached the point where I roll my eyes at anything this guy says. Him being a, hey, teach, what about the homework you assigned? That dude's a mother bleeper. He's the latest example of a mother bleeper. Yankee fans are now turning on Aaron Judge, and this is incredible. I love this.
Yankees fans, man, reacting exactly how we would have all expected. That's phenomenal. But, hey, when you botch things in the World Series the way he did, yeah, I think it's warranted, dude. Yeah. I mean, just worry about the game, all right? You honestly, you shouldn't even have a clean face because you're just so scruffed up you haven't even thought about it because you're trying to get a redemption to your disaster class that you put on.
No shaving time for you.
You're looking like the Unabomber because you're just obsessed with the result.
Definitely not a good way to ingratiate yourself to your clubhouse and your teammates.
I guess the Yankees are only going to play Sinatra's New York after wins.
I thought that's when they did.
No, they do it after losses, too. Or I guess they used to. They're ending that now.
Yeah, they were doing it after every game.
What? What a blind spot.
I thought they always played it after a win.
Win or loss, bro.
get out of here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Can't do that.
You got to earn the Sinatra now, buddy.
Mm-hmm. You do. You do have to earn it with a W.
Is Aaron Judge upset about that as well?
That'll be the latest thing. Like, guys, are you kidding me? This is a tradition. Even if we take the L, you should play New York, New York. What are we doing here? Okay.
I honestly didn't think they did.
Screw that team. Sandy Alcantara, 99 miles per hour in his first appearance since Tommy John surgery for the Marlins. This dude's incredible. He's back. Velocity's up. Yeah. Power's there. Well, hoping DeGromski ends up crushing it as well.
Well, you know, we've done a story about they have the new Super Tommy John that's a double Tommy John. You know, not only do they repair the ligament, but they anchor it to one of the tendons in that elbow area, yeah. Brian. You know this.
Yeah, no.
We talked about it.
The double Tommy John. I was kind of thinking there was a name for that. I couldn't remember it.
It was a big deal there when DeGrom went under, and we just entered the double Tommy John operation era two or three years ago. Mm. So we're starting to see the first results of the generation of pitchers. And, you know, based on what we saw last September with DeGrom and then Alcantara right here, I think they're coming out good as new, Wolchuk.
Yeah, maybe they're wanting these guys to have to go and have this Tommy John. Like, it makes them better, stronger, faster, sexier.
All of the above.
Dump that last part. Mets rotation has taken another big hit. Yeah, the second opinion's the key. Rosario. Sean Manaea, who I think is the favorite of Brian Broaddus.
Is he the guy who said I could bunt a ball or I could hit? Yeah, I think I could hit a ball off.
Thought you could get a hit off Sean Manaea.
I thought he said he was going to hit a dong ball off him.
You did. You said you're going to take him yard, stare at him, and then trot the bases.
Was that in center field at a broadcast, or was that like after a few beers here at the ballpark?
It was right here 2 years ago. I don't think we were consuming. That was just straight you.
Just sober
pre-Mardi Gras.
Sober right. Confidence, man.
I'm sorry. I still think I could take him yard.
Well, Manaea's
I'm doubling down.
He's shut down. He's got an oblique strain.
Oh, I could do it now.
And Frankie Montas is dealing with a lat strain. So the Mets rotation.
Either one of those guys.
Gift that keeps on giving continues to just be injured.
We need to set up like a T-ball deal and just see if Broaddus can even make contact with that.
I might have an oblique strain.
Could you get it out of the infield?
Hacks.
Yeah, close call.
Can you hit it? Can you roll it past second base?
I might have an oblique strain. I'm serious when that happens.
I think Brian's only shot of taking somebody deep is if they're throwing 103 and he's just blindly swinging as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And you gotta,
yeah. He's got a better chance just closing his eyes and swinging.
Just close and swing. Where did you say the Mountain Valley Springwater was from? We have a lot of texters asking.
The Ouachita Mountains.
Ouachita?
Ouachita.
Ouachita?
Maybe it's the Ouachitas.
Ouachita?
It's a very, very prevalent area for delicious spring water, and everybody knows
what
that.
What state?
That's Oklahoma. It's just in the U.S. of
Denver.
A.
Arkansas.
It's in the mountains somewhere in America.
The fountain out back here in the bathroom.
It's an American mountain that just sweats out incredible, delicious water.
Well, I'm done.
And they don't catch that water in plastic that arrives in your scrotum.
Thank you guys so much. You can tease us out, Gavin.
Well, thank you, old Chuck.
My
there
pleasure,
it is.
Dude.
A proper round tripper, unlike any other. We go around the bases every afternoon at 6 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Chiefs got a sports hodgepodge, buddy. What we doing?
We got some NBA stuff to address, but we also have a G-Bag Nation. You make the call. Next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're in the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live in Surprise, Arizona. Spring training 2025 brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never run out of pocket costs. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the chief of that evening hodgepodge.
We do have a G-Bag Nation, you make the call. We have a bit of a fad shaming in sports that went awry.
Oh, no.
But we'll get to that here momentarily. I did want to get to some NBA quotables from the weekend. The Mavericks beat the Pelicans before getting absolutely dog-walked by the Golden State Warriors this weekend. After the victory on Friday, Najee Marshall was asked about the success in small ball lineups for the Mavs. He says, animals, dogs, all of us, all five, dog. Got to have that dog in you. No kitty. You got to be born with it. Dogged up. That's it. That is a direct quote.
No kidding.
From Najee Marshall. Animals, but then more specifically, dogs and not kitty. So he had to really specify there. He said dog like 15 times.
You want dogs. We don't need no cats around here.
No kitties. Meow. No kitties up in here.
He's a dog with a hell of a float or two, man. I love watching that guy play.
We got the please don't go at Hooters tweet from Devin Booker, who's feeling it, as we all are, the bankruptcy for Hooters. I don't believe that means they're totally going away. But then people pulled
reorganizing.
Up, people pulled up, old tweets from Devin Booker back when he was in like high school and whatnot, and he was always tweeting about being at Hooters with the boys. So like there is a special place that's in Devin Booker's heart for Hooters, and we got the bankruptcy news for them on Friday, and now everything's sort of in limbo a little bit.
Where do you think it went wrong the last few years?
I think they got a little bit too accepting.
Cheap. Lucius thinks it's the wings, right?
Yeah. They went cheap with a lot of things, man.
Mm. Okay.
What about a standard that they set? You know, not everybody, you couldn't just wake up and decide you were going to work at Hooters.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, you know what? You can.
They got a lot of competition as well. You know, there's a number of so-called restaurants, you know, that have popped up and created competition.
There's a lot.
Twin Peaks on a Friday is crazy, by the way. Yeah. Twin Peaks on a Friday, my God.
It's popping.
My God, bro.
Live and popping.
Especially that one at Grand Prairie, my God.
Dude, it's the best, man. It's like you're at a resort bar. That is quite a stop whenever we swung through there for Flagtober.
So the thing with the Hooters, the food just went downhill. Is that what we're saying?
And the girls at Hooters didn't necessarily have Hooters?
And then the
novelty.
The talent level, we were playing with priority free agents maybe a little bit.
Yeah, they started to.
Priority free agents.
They started, it really just, they had a standard and they started to lower that standard.
Okay.
And maybe it was forced because the competition, as you mentioned, Dawson, started to become a little bit more
fierce.
More fierce, yes. But
it's a shame.
Yeah. Quality over quantity, I would say.
I don't think anybody's going to be down on all fours barking like a dog, I think is how I'd put it.
Mm. That's
I heard somebody say that one time. I think they're absolutely right about that.
I've never heard anybody put it that way, but I like what you're doing there.
I tell you what, maybe a few weeks ago, Dawson, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I thought it was a good term.
Let's go back to sports here. Paul George was asked if he had any words of wisdom to help his teammate Joel Embiid get through his injury struggles. And all he said simply was, drugs help. So that is
dude.
That's the type of advice we're getting now from our teammates in the association.
I think that's just a sign of the toxic losing environment that's developed in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's now hitting rock bottom. I don't even know how to describe this, but after all the Ben Simmons and James Hardens, and I think everything there, the locker room, from what I can tell, is just devastated, and the whole culture around 76ers basketball is one of the worst in all of sport.
We need
to get
Elliot Shore Parks on the 76ers beat. That might pep things up a little bit there.
He would find a way to pin the tail on the positive. That's for dang sure.
I mean, it's hilarious. Maybe he just meant it as a joke. And it just didn't hit, but I think it goes to show when players have no respect for anything that's going on, like it's just a total crap show around here. You're like, whatever, it doesn't matter if I say something that's going to rile up the fan base. Who gives a crap about any of this right now?
That's where they're at.
Yeah,
we all remember the draft night commercial that was on our television when the Joker, Nikola Jokic, was drafted, right? A second-round pick, no-name dude, innocuous pick, no one cared, and it was they threw the pick up, their pick is in, here's our guy in Denver.
But we didn't even get that.
But sounds like you just got an extra man in Mario.
Yeah, I don't know.
But isn't that what it is?
The pick is in. And it was the Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah.
I think it was a beefy five-layer burrito, if I'm not mistaken.
Cheesy,
with
crunchy
the cheese,
chalupa.
Just stretching out of there. It was honestly a great commercial.
And he is the five-layer burrito of the NBA. if we're being honest.
Yeah, he's been...
stuff in the stat sheet.
He was considered a loaf of bread at one point, but he's lost some weight. But he said he's never had Taco Bell just because of that. So he gets to America. He's drafted now, and he's the laughing stock because of it's the Taco. I mean, shout out to Taco Bell.
Luca's going to, what's your problem?
Taco Bell's the big winner here because constantly Luca's like, bro, you're missing out.
This story's not true. We went last week.
What are you doing?
Yeah, he is missing out. There's no question about that from the Joker, but I do respect sort of the competitive nature that he has and just chip on the shoulder. You know,
this is the first time I've ever thought of him as a player that cares.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
He is
drugs.
Human.
A guy who's very familiar with Taco Bell, Zion Williamson. How about this? Now weighing 264 pounds, his lightest weight since being drafted by the Pelicans.
There we go.
He's finally turned a corner, man. You can see some definition. You can tell, honestly, just in his face. But then when you get to the neck trap area and then you breach down into the deltoid area, all of a sudden you're seeing some brachialis working out there. There's some, you know, he's getting a little bit more ripped up like Rambo than I would have ever really anticipated.
Good for him.
So I would just say congrats to him. And I hope Luca never gets that particular light that turns on at this
not
point.
Anymore.
On a separate report, restaurants in New Orleans sales are down 75%.
There's a bunch of closings. The economy's suffering for it.
I think that's an easy sell if you're the agent right now because the trade deadline just went and the published reports were like nobody wants Zion.
I think this
is going to be it. There you go.
Could he be setting himself up for being a better version and then they move him in the offseason kind of a thing?
Well, yeah, and he's getting older. Yeah. You know, he might be realizing just how much much he was letting a great opportunity to slip by, because he's top five talented guys in the league.
Do you guys remember about a month or two ago when there was the dad, the bleep hole sports dad of the week, who had his son sitting courtside at a Spurs game, and the son's like 5 years old, wearing a Wemby jersey, and they did a jersey swap. Like, they brought the sign and everything. And said, "Hey Wemby, like, let's do a jersey swap." And so at the end of the game, Wemby did that. He took the 5 year old's Wembanyama jersey and gave him the real Wembanyama jersey, and then we blinked our eyes, and that jersey was already up on the internet for bids, as the dad was not going to save that jersey and remember that special moment with his son. He was just going for the money grab. Mm-hmm. It was planned from the jump. Well, now we get the numbers, and the opening price at the auction that it ended up at was $10,000. Mm. It ended up selling for $73,000.
Wow.
So that's what that dad ended up getting to. I don't know how many, how much goes to auction.
I thought you were going to say it went backwards because they found out what
went
a bleep hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
You kind of was like interested, and then you said 73, and I was hoping you'd say dollars.
That would have been pretty cool.
And I've been like, cool, but yeah, that's a bad situation.
I pulled the okey-doke on you
did,
on that one.
You did.
Gatorade is releasing a limited time $34.99 bottle in collaboration with Luka Doncic.
No.
Is this the Los Angeles effect already taking place? Like, would this have happened if he was a Maverick? I don't know. Maybe it was already in the works. Just sort of asking the question there. But apparently, yeah, Gatorade says that Gatorade knows every athlete is one of one and every journey is different. We are excited to collaborate with Luka on his custom bottle drop while he embraces his new journey in L.A. I have a feeling that this is not something, this particular collab would not have happened if he was in Dallas. Just, I don't know. But it looks like a pretty sharp bottle.
I'll go with you on that. I don't think it would have.
So he's already reaping the rewards of being a Laker.
He's reaping the rewards and also demonstrating how much more economically strong the league is with a player of Luka's caliber there in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Luka in L.A., our buddy Dodo, Dorian Finney-Smith, obviously now teammates once again with Luka with the Lakers, and his quotes here are, he said that he's been getting butt-naked, wide-open shots playing alongside Luka and LeBron. He says, excuse my language, but this is an exciting time.
Yeah, and apparently they've become a hot bet to win the championship. I don't think that's realistic,
No.
But it's going to be fun watching the space they create and how they can find players. But yeah, up to this moment, Luka's endorsements were BioSteel, a sports nutrition company. Of course, you had the Jordan one, but other than that, like Panini, it just hasn't been marketable.
The sandwiches?
Yeah, the
cards,
the collectibles company.
I thought you said the
I was just making a Luka fat joke. That's all that was. I thought you acknowledge it.
Oh, I thought he was saying panini, like the bread, on. The bread.
Yeah, that's paninis.
I was going, but that makes sense.
He's a big grilled cheese and light beer guy. Yeah. It's amazing bar food, by the way. You use a little flatbread.
It is, dude. Extra cheesy. Oh, my gosh. We used to have a little Java City coffee shop in our high school. Like, by my senior year,
Java
we had
City.
It. And they would make little panini sandwiches. It was the best thing going, dude. It was like, why would I even go to the cafeteria when I go to Java City and get a nice little panini sandwich?
A little ham and Swiss in there.
So fire. Okay, and we'll wrap up the NBA conversation here with the crazy NBA clip of the weekend. We go to...
We'll be the judge of that.
Milwaukee Bucks versus Washington Wizards. Wizards player has the ball slip out of his hands and go out of bounds. The Milwaukee Bucks broadcast decided to paint the picture this way.
Wizards group here tonight, and he hadn't played a lot, period. Kispert's going to turn it over. It looked like that ball was lathered in oil or something like that. Just slipped out of his hands.
Yeah, that was a... P. Diddy move on his part, but Brook Lopez.
Wow.
He's trying to just slip that in and just move right past
Brook Lopez.
It was a PD moment, but let's get to Brook Lopez here.
Man, I'm ashamed of doing that on afternoon drive radio.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
That's a Hall of Fame reach right there.
Is that the new thing? Romo got diddied in the 06 playoff game?
I think it's the oil. The play-by-play guy decided to paint the oil picture.
Yeah. Who is
now,
the guy?
The guy most synonymous with oil these days is going to be the diddler. That's going to be, let's see, who is this? Who is this? Yeah, I'm not sure who their play-by-play guy is. or their analysts, so I can't give them actual credit, but it's the Bucks broadcast. Now, we actually do have a couple of we asked Sebastian Wolcott today. We'll probably play it tomorrow or something. I plan on asking it a few more times to players in the clubhouse, but just like, because you have to imagine there's a team meeting before the season gets going of like, hey, this is now the artist list that is now banned from Oxcord Clubhouse play, right? We're not going to play this over the speakers.
Yeah.
So I assumed when talking to Sebastian Wolcott, and maybe I shouldn't have assumed this, but that they had sort of a preseason diddler no-go conversation, PSA to the players. Bochy stands up and says, hey, here's a new artist that we're no longer going to pump in our clubhouse anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, what was Sebastian Wolcott's response to that?
Very interesting. Did
that meeting happen?
And could you guys be on like a no-go type of list as the players are walking into the clubhouse? Do not talk to these gentlemen.
It's possible. We'll see.
No tomorrow. Diddler with the ox cord, no talking with the nosebleed boys.
Yeah, that's... Marcus Johnson's the
Trey Punte.
Yeah, the analyst on that.
Excuse me?
That was one of his catchphrases of the 90s when he was on the Fox Sports show. You know, they had a big studio show Fox Sports did back in the day, competed against Sports Center.
Very different.
They need the best damn sports show, period. It was, the golden era.
That was a good time.
Oh, the best damn sports show, period. Phenomenal.
Okay, G-Bag Nation, you make the call. We have a fat shaming in sports gone awry. Okay. Walter, or Dawson, you are our soccer guy, so you might have been familiar with this. This actually dates back to 2023, but now the repercussions are rearing their ugly heads now. And that's where sort of my problem is with this whole thing. But we head to Panama. They're national team, and they have a male coach for their female team.
Okay,
the Lady Panamanians, and he is now getting suspended for 6 months because in 2023 he called one of his female players fat.
Oh,
ooh, ouch!
The direct quote is: "She is out of shape. She's fat. She couldn't move on the field," when criticizing one of his players who was sort of underperforming. You could say. So now, all this has been 2 years, and now he's getting slapped with a 6 month suspension.
Dude's going to jail for kissing that Spanish player. See that?
That's rightful, and that's yeah. good. You yeah. know, cool, yeah. good, glad.
Like 3 years. Yeah.
But this dude, Federation President Arias, was sanctioned for using inappropriate language about Marta Cox, who plays for the Panama national team and for Turkey's club as well. And so I don't know. I just how are we going 2 years before we're going to slap this dude? If it was that bad, if it was 6 month suspension worthy, why didn't he just get it when it happened? Why are we waiting this long to hammer home the consequences?
Looks like the outrage got him.
I also don't think that a coach talking about a male player as being fat. I remember Jay Gruden referring to one of his running backs as Fat Rob. Mm-hmm. Yep. He was simply Fat Rob. I'm sure Zion's been called fat by plenty in the New Orleans. Now, maybe if this was a female coach calling another female player fat, maybe that would have been a different situation.
Okay.
But male to female fat shaming is going to get you 6 months of suspension in the soccer world.
And Manuel Arias hasn't done anything else? He's not like has a reputation for slandering his players or, I don't know, being critical of their weight? I haven't heard anything about it.
Potentially a one-off.
Okay, so this is interesting because just 2 days ago I was talking with one of the parents on the team and her daughter had been told by the track and field coach, you're too dense for this event.
Oh, is that a more polite way to phrase it?
I guess.
You tell us.
I don't know.
Dense as in thick or dense as in not smart?
No, dense as in not thin. You know.
Okay, yeah. I've described running backs as dense.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, thick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The it's interesting. I was looking up the Panamanian. They're known as the Canal Men. That's their nickname of their team.
Oh, the Canal Men.
So would that be the women be the Canal Women? For their soccer team?
I don't know.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah,
I think
you wanted that whole story just so you could say Marta Cox.
There's no question.
Talking about unbelievable.
There's no question.
I thought that was a ball sacking, and then I looked up Marta, and she's real.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you.
You just walked right into it like a 2x4 right in the face.
I'm telling you, if her name was Marta Dox or Box or Lox, I would have still been interested
in the
story.
No, you wouldn't.
Marta
there's
Smith.
No way. No way.
No, probably not Marcus.
Not as much.
But yeah, I mean, Nico Harrison just traded Luka for being fat.
Yeah.
I mean, that just is what it is.
It is.
No suspensions. Should be suspended.
We should
be drug
suspended.
Tested.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
A Sports Hodgepodge and a G-Bag Nation presents You Make the Call.
Broadus is shaking his head at me. Was that a should I have not ran with the story just because simply Marta Cox was a part of it?
I don't know.
No, I just does the presence of Marta Cox make that story unusable for the program?
There's nothing better than you leaning into this whole thing.
Did I lean in? I pretty much just read Marta Cox as is, as I would have any other name.
No, lean in.
What'd you say? Okay, Canal Man.
I was just trying to get
that
the nickname.
Didn't make it any better, Brian.
What? Okay. The Canal Man.
Our spring
training. And women.
Canal women.
Here in Surprise continues for one more segment. The Fan After Dark boys, Fred and Blake, what do they have cooking here for you on a Monday night? We're back in the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. We're wrapping up day one here in Surprise. Looking at Cowboys Twitter, there's a lot of people now pretty dang ticked off at the Eagles and their players. So best of luck to them dealing with that. As we get set now for the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake here, 7 to 11 weeknights on the Fan. Gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Hooting and hollering, feeling blessed to be back in the station. It's been a couple of days. Didn't have to work Saturday. Was out in Austin. So now I'm back in the DFW and just blessed to be with you guys, even if it's far away.
It's a blessing to have you. Is Fred there as well?
Oh, yeah, right here. Just, okay. Yeah, we let, I was here Saturday, so I figured we let,
There you go.
Blake get them pipes working again.
Well, we had an eventful evening. Have you guys ever been on a plane ride that had actually no service from the beverages and the cookies or whatever they gave you, the pretzels, because the turbulence is so bad they couldn't risk sending the flight attendants out there?
I've been a part of those. Yeah. I've been through a few.
Isn't that call where you have to just raw dog it? No food, no entertainment, and just stare at the back of your seat?
Not quite. That is that.
That's optional.
Optional. Exactly. It's not due to because of the lack of service.
Yeah, okay. This was because the plane was bumping and shifting so bad that it was just not safe, which I get, but...
Did you guys stay buckled up?
We did.
Okay.
They said, not only do you need to make sure your seatbelt is on, but make sure your neighbor's is on as well.
Okay.
And that was the point where I was like, okay, this just got real. I don't know if I've ever been in a more turbulent flight.
Well, he made an announcement, guys. The pilot did. He says, we're passing over El Paso, and this is going to be this way until we get to Phoenix.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, there's an hour and 20-something minutes left in this flight. And I go, and I hate to fly. And I was thinking about Dawson. I'm like, man, he's probably going nuts too. But that thing was, and all they did was, Dawson, I thought they went up. I thought he gunned the engines and went up. You said he gunned the engines and went down.
Yeah, about 30 minutes into it or something, he finally found a pocket that was beneath us. So he went down hard for probably like a minute, and then it shot back up all of a sudden where he found it or whatever. Or maybe that was the pocket of air pushing us up when we hit it, but... Yeah, I'd never. That was the most turbulent flight I'd ever been on.
You said they made your neighbors put the seatbelt on. So if your neighbors sleep next to you, what do? Do you kind of tap them like, hey, they're telling us to put our seatbelt on? Do you just let them be? What do you do in that scenario?
That's every man for himself kind of situation. I mean, if things start going real haywire, I'll wake them up like, hey, we're going down. So just so you know.
Help me.
That would also speak to that person's ability to sleep if y'all are saying that the turbulence was that serious, but you guys did land right side up, correct?
No, there's people that sleep through that. That doesn't even bother them.
That's wild. Yeah.
I was just like, I have swimming pools in my hands.
Well, you're used to that private jet life, Broadus, so I'm sure it was nothing.
No, I absolutely hate flying. I'm serious. I for someone that's made a living doing this, I cannot fly. And it just, and then when he said from here to El Paso, or to Phoenix, I'm like, I can't sit here for an hour and watch this thing just bump all over the place.
So what'd you do? I mean, what'd you do to keep your mind distracted?
I just...
Throw on some film? I was going to say, break down some tape, get more Ash and Jenty, what are we thinking?
You know what? I the thing about it was, too, the Wi-Fi. Did you guys find the Wi-Fi? Good? Yeah,
I did. I watched a movie, 1917.
Yeah, I passed by that one, and I'm like, oh, God. I watched some flying movie, The Squadron Dudes or something like that. You know, and they were flying Corsairs into each other and stuff.
Well, that's what you guys get. That's karma for Zach skirting his fatherly duties. So that's what that's
skirting,
about.
Okay.
Fred.
Just tallowing all day today.
There's not much I can do about this.
No, there's not.
You want me to do?
I just had to give you a hard time.
Gosh dang it.
Is she going to do the cake while you're gone, or is she doing the cake when you come back?
No, we're doing the birthday party Sunday when I get back, so I can see her smash that
cake.
There
you go. Well done. Well done. Congratulations on... fantastic. Fabulous weekend. Saw Austin FC
play their first soccer game, MLS. Aww. So that was fun hanging out with the lady and her family. Had some nice steak. Just a good little time over there.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful little trip. What's coming up on the show?
Well, I don't know if you guys knew about this, but this that Lakers acquisition, apparently he's going to turn out to be okay after all. I know everybody was saying after the first three games that maybe he wasn't. He was damaged goods, but he sure looked pretty good on Saturday night. So we're going to Ryan Ward covers the Lakers in L.A. We're going to talk to him about this Luka Doncic character and this preview a little bit of this Lakers and Mavericks tomorrow night. We'll also get into a little fair foul. I don't know if you guys, obviously I heard you guys talk a little bit about Stephen Smith, what an ordeal that was for him. And then we'll debut a little something we like to call Fred Lines here on Fan After Dark.
Yeah,
another new segment. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you, gents.
There they go, Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark, coming up 7 to 11 here on 105.3 The Fan. You guys got to hear what Wolchuk and Schiafalo have cooked up this week going into the clubhouse. What do we call them, this? Uncomfortable questions?
Inside baseball.
Inside baseball.
No, we're just kinda, I was, uncomfortable clubhouse conversations for the most part. Yeah.
And it's like rapid fire, the most uncomfortable questions that beat writers and reporters would never dream of asking a player, but they ask them all, like 40 of them back to back. And today was Larry's with Joe Barlow at 4:40. Tomorrow, Sebastian Wolcott. And you're just going to have to stick around for the rest of the week. Thanks to our presenting sponsors, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. Jared Sandler joins us after every spring training game, which is going to hit about 4:45 or 5 o'clock, 5:20 maybe every day. But today they got a win. Jock Peterson with a 3-run bomb. John Gray got the win, pitched 2 incredible innings. It's also brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Thanks to Lucius Alexander back home at the Pimp Cup there, 75 and fits you. Just went 5 flawless once again, radio producing, engineering, hosting, and more. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here at Surprise Stadium. For Brian Broaddus and Wolchuk and Schiafalo, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Addies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.